the gingerbread man. It was the middle of summer in the town, and all the supplies had run out. In the bakery, the baker was looking through his cupboard to put away some tools, when he found a tin of cake mixture left over. "Wow, I never realised this was here," he said, and he grabbed it and he started to make a gingerbread man from it. His children came into the room. "Daddy, Daddy, what are you making?" they said. "I am making a gingerbread man for all of us to eat," their father told them.
"That is brilliant, Daddy," they said.
"When will it be ready?"
"It will be ready soon, but it will take a while," the baker said. They sat down on the chairs and waited for the gingerbread man to cook. The baker's wife came into the room and looked around. "What are you all sitting around for when there's work to be done?" she asked. "We're waiting for the gingerbread man to cook," the baker said. "A gingerbread man? That's splendid," the baker's wife said. I'll come and check on it later. I hope you enjoy yourselves," and she went out of the room. The children waited and waited and waited. Soon they got bored and they went off to play. The baker fell asleep in his chair, and the gingerbread man continued to cook. But then its arm began to move, and then its other arm began to move. And then it began to stand up. The gingerbread man walked towards the inside the oven. He stared around himself and then said, "Where am I? I wonder what this place is." The baker opened one eye to see the gingerbread man running around the oven, screaming and shouting, "Let me out! Let me out!" he yelled. The baker collapsed on his chair and gasped. "The gingerbread man is moving," he yelled. The children ran into the room and stared at the oven.
"Wow, he's moving inside the oven. That's amazing," they said.
The baker's wife came in. She opened the oven door and stared at the gingerbread man. He glared at her and punched her nose. She screamed because his skin was hot, and she fell backwards. The gingerbread man ran out of the window and down the street.
"Daddy, Daddy, I want to eat the gingerbread man, but he's running away,"
the children yelled. And the gingerbread man ran down the street. The villagers looked at it and stared in amazement. And then they ran after it because they were extremely hungry. The gingerbread man ran faster and faster than ever. He smiled and grinned at them and sang,
"Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
He sang as he ran along. Finally, the gingerbread man reached the lake and he looked around.
"I think I can't swim," he said.
A fox was sitting nearby and he saw the gingerbread man. He smiled and thought to himself, "This would be a tasty meal. But how shall I get this gingerbread man?" "I know, I have a plan," he said to himself. The fox walked over to the gingerbread man and stared at it. "What's wrong, young pastry?" he said. The gingerbread man sighed. "I'm stuck. I can't get across this lake," he said.
"Well, don't just sit there. I'll let you get on my back and then I'll take you across," the fox said.
"Oh, thank you, Mr. Fox." "Don't worry, young pastry. It will be my pleasure," said the fox. "Now hop onto my back." The gingerbread man hopped onto the fox's back and they began to swim across the lake.